ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a warning for our next story. It does deal with the issue of suicide, so listener discretion is advised. Yesterday, Shane Christie, a proud rugby man, a Tasman Mako captain, Māori All Black and tireless advocate for player welfare, died by suicide at the age of 39. Now, Shane was a leading figure in advocating for closer study of the connections between concussion and long-term brain injury. He suspected he was suffering from a degenerative brain disorder, which has been linked in the US to a number of suicides among players in the NFL. His passing has rattled the rugby world and reignited urgent conversations around concussion and long-term brain injury in contact sports. The ABC's Melissa Makin spoke to Dr. Alan Pearce, a neuroscientist at Swinburne University and a close friend of Shane.
Well, he was, you know, someone who we really connected with in terms of our, I guess, advocacy around concussion and CTE and he was obviously very devastated about the death of his friend, Billy Guyton, who he ended up creating a foundation in New Zealand to, you know, raise money for education and advocacy and research. And so we kind of bonded over that, and I, you know, was on one of his podcasts as well. And for me, it's still very numb and very shocking that, you know, for someone who was so passionate, you know, obviously beneath the surface there were demons as well that you know he was grappling with.
Shane was really open about the toll that concussion had had on him throughout his life after his playing career, and we'll get into some of those years that he spent playing. But from your perspective as an expert, someone who researches CTE, what do you suspect he was living with from day to day?
Well, what we know is that this is, you know, such an insidious disease that sort of develops very slowly, and so, you know, what we're trying to grapple with around CTE, and we're still trying to understand the effects, or is there any associations with increased risk for suicidality, and, you know, everyone seems to react differently and respond differently and develop differently. So, you know, for us, it's always a great shock whenever we get news like this, particularly from people that, you know, you don't necessarily think that there's something going on because they appear to be asymptomatic. It's not the classic type of symptoms that we would see with CTE. But again, as you mentioned, from what you know, Shane had talked about, that he was behind closed doors dealing with stuff that he wouldn't show people as well. So you know, this is something that we really have to address, and every time that we get, you know, another player prematurely passing away well before their time, you know, this is why we need to do the work we need to do, because it affects so many people, not just family and friends, but the wider sporting community.
Shane pledged to donate his brain for research. So why is that step so important for understanding CTE?
Yeah, it's very important because, you know, there's some really big questions that we need to understand still. One is how much exposure it creates a greater risk profile. What level or what positions may be more at risk than others. But at the same time, not everyone we have analysed at the Brain Bank has had CTE. So I guess the biggest question of all is, well, who is more likely to get CTE? What does that mean? For even those that, you know, we end up diagnosing that they don't have CTE, you know, what other damage has occurred due to repetitive hits to the head over a career? And, you know, what lessons can we learn from that? How can we keep our games going but make them safer for everyone, so that it's not just during their career, but, you know, after their career, to have a really good quality of life and, you know, and not have these tragedies that we're seeing now?
This story raises pretty tough questions once again for the code and for rugby. In some of the responses that you've seen from the sport, there's been a lot of condolences, understandably, but have you been impressed by the response?
Oh, absolutely. I think it shows how loved Shane was in the community, and not just in the rugby community, but in the Maori community as well, and I guess in the wider Pacific as well, because of the achievements he did on the rugby field. And so, you know, it's so sad to, you know, read these messages of condolence, but at the same time, it shows how loved a lot of these players are. And you know, if any other players are reading these tributes, you know, if they're struggling to reach out to, you know, to talk to someone, because you know, we're all in this together.
You said that you're also wanting to not let CTE be buried in some of this coverage. So what would you like to see from Codes in the wake of his tragic death?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things, obviously we're still waiting to know if there is a diagnosis of CTE or any other, I guess, related injury to the brain. But, you know, as I talked to you before and written about as well, that, you know, we don't spin this as a mental health issue. Yes, there are mental health symptoms and concerns that play out in the, big picture here. But underneath all of this is the fact that we're seeing, you know, very strong evidence now of micro damage and what we call neurodegenerative disease, which is what CTE is. It's a form of dementia. And so we can't ignore the elephant in the room on that. And at some point, there has to be some response from the major sports, you know, Rugby New Zealand, but also probably even Rugby Australia, because I think he played here in Australia as well for a bit, and really needs to, you know, acknowledge the risks here and what we can do better for these players.
And just finally, Professor, if Shane were here today, if he was seeing some of this coverage, what do you think he would want the rugby world and all of us to hear most loudly?
I think he would want us to, you know, say that we have to do better. You know, we have to do more. We can't just put a small amount of effort and resources and funding and say that we're doing a great job on protecting athlete health and well-being, because that's just not the case. You know, unfortunately, you know, Shane isn't the first, and I hate to say it, but he won't be the last. And we just can't keep afford to lose players, you know, retired players like Shane, but also those who played at club level who never represented at the highest levels. You know, it's the same for everyone, and we want these games to continue. We need to address the issue, and I'm hoping that that's what we can do for Shane's legacy.
And that's Professor Alan Pearce speaking to ABC's Melissa Makin. Now, if this conversation has brought up anything for you, please reach out for help. If you are in Papua New Guinea, you can call the Wantok Councillor Helping Line on 7150 8000. In Fiji, 5626 is the Empower Pacific helpline, and in Samoa, the Samoa Victim Support Group is 800 7874.